1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The White House is optimistic today after failed First Republic Bank was seized and sold off overnight to J.P. Morgan Chase. CBS's Skylar Henry's in Washington.
President Biden insists America's banking system is strong, even after regulators seized First Republic Bank over the weekend and sold it to J.P. Morgan Chase.
I'm sure that all depositors are protected and the taxpayers are not on the hook.
Rising interest rates devalued some of First Republic's loans and investments. Then depositors pulled more than $100 billion out of the bank over the first 3 months of this year.
It was the second biggest bank failure in U.S. history. In Texas, investigators say the 38-year-old suspect accused of murdering his neighbors was here illegally. He'd been deported four times since 2009.
It comes as we are hearing from family members of those killed, like Wilson Garcia, who lost his 9-year-old son and his wife. Says his daughter has been asking for her mom.
That's CBS's Matt Piper reporting. A U.S. Navy ship has rescued more than 100 more U.S. citizens from Sudan. CBS's Remy Innocencio talked to them in nearby Jeddah.
We did speak to a few Americans, and they were expressing relief. For sure, they were tired because it has been a long trip, about 700 miles in total from Khartoum all the way to Jeddah. But there was relief. There was happiness. A lot of the young people said, hey, we're just happy to be here. We just want to get on a plane and go back to the United States.
The UN says an envoy is now working on a peace deal. The U.S. government, meantime, has released a Russian casualty count in Ukraine. CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
A recently declassified U.S. intelligence estimate has the Russian toll in the Ukraine war at 20,000 killed, among 100,000 total casualties. The White House says the Russians have now lost more fighters in Ukraine than the U.S. did during the Battle of the Bulge in World War II. American officials believe many of the dead are convicts taken out of Russian prisons and tossed into combat without proper training.
The feds are looking into cases of women who needed life-saving abortions in two states. CBS's Jim Krasula.
Federal health investigators found that two hospitals in Kansas and refused to provide an emergency abortion to a pregnant woman who was in premature labor and put her life in jeopardy and violated federal law. Doctors failed to help the woman because of abortion restrictions imposed after the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade last year.
Actress Gwyneth Paltrow will not recoup about $1 million in attorney's fees for a lawsuit over a ski crash because the guy who sued her has agreed not to appeal. Last month, a jury found she wasn't at fault for slamming into him in 2016. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Everything that you'd ever seen with Miranda Lambert on it, I have my finger on the pulse of what it is. Idlewind, I've seen every article of clothing. I've spent hours and hours sending inspirations. I've sent clothes that I love and fabrics, and I'm involved in every single garment that you see. It's important to me that it is an extension of my music, and it's an extension of who I am. I always want it to stay as honest as my music.
Idlewind at Boot Barn.
The Venture X card from Capital One gives you premium travel benefits, perfect for seeing Taylor Swift the Eras Tour, presented by Capital One. Ooh, I do love her. Earn 5x miles on flights and 10x miles on hotels through Capital One Travel.
Enjoy your stay in Suite 13.
Whoa, 13? That's Taylor's lucky number. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, May 2nd. In Wood County, the Operations Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse. The Wisconsin Rapids Finance and Property Committee will meet at 4 p.m. in the Council Chambers at City Hall, followed by the Public Works Committee meeting at 5. In Portage County, the Traffic Safety Commission will meet at 1 p.m. The Treatment Oversight Committee will meet at 2:30. The Space and Properties Committee meeting scheduled for 3:30 has been canceled. The County Board meeting will take place at 5 p.m., and the Land and Water Conservation Committee will meet at 7. The City of Stevens Point Special Board of Public Works will meet at 4:30. The Village of Whiting will have their Utilities Committee meeting at 5 p.m. In Adams County, the Land and Water and UWEX Committee meeting will take place from 1 to 2:30. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 33. Winds out of the northwest, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Highs around 49, tomorrow cloudy. Mainly clear skies, tomorrow night lows level off around 31. A mix of clouds and sun Wednesday with daytime highs approaching 60. 66 Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 45.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. A lot of it made over this long weekend. I'm going to tell you about a very disturbing development, how the extreme right wing is essentially infiltrating, taking over the federal government by doing it through the states and their capture of the courts. And let me give you some specific examples. Recently, at least 10 states are weakening federal child labor laws, either by legislation that's already passed or been introduced. In the first 3 months of 2023, legislators in Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, Ohio, and South Dakota have weakened regulations and laws protecting children in the workplace. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the governor in Arkansas in March, signed a bill to repeal restrictions for workers under 16 years of age. And the mantra that she uses and that they're all using now is this parental rights. Should be up to the parents, parental rights. Well, there are a lot of parents. I mean, some of these kids are immigrant kids, but even the ones that aren't immigrant kids, a lot of them are poor kids, and the parents may think they have no choice. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is the governor of Arkansas, which is not a particularly wealthy state. So let me pose a question. Why, since all of the polls show that the vast majority of people want to protect kids in the workplace. They want child labor laws. Child labor laws were pioneered under Franklin Roosevelt. They've been around a long time. Why are we suddenly getting rid of them? And in Arkansas, why are we getting rid of regulations for workers under 16? What do you mean under 16? A bill in the Wisconsin legislature now would let 14-year-olds serve liquor in restaurants. Come on. I mean, I think it's good for kids to work. It's good to get a work ethic. I had a paper out myself, but some of these kids are going to be used in foundries. Some of them are going to be used in meatpacking plants. It's dangerous, dirty work, and we should not be stripping regulations protecting them at all. Now, how is this happening? How are legislators, gerrymandered legislators in these states, getting away with it? Well, since the 1980s, Republicans have used states and their control, increasing control of the courts, to weaken federal power. States are easier to control, a lot easier to control than the federal government, which is larger, more diverse. In the 1980s, they started to restrict voting. That was Ronald Reagan. That was William Rehnquist. They started to restrict voting. After 2010, they went to gerrymandering. And we were a prime example of it, and we're still a prime example of it here in Wisconsin. You realize that in 29 states, the Republicans have supermajorities. That means that they can pass whatever they want. What it means is if they happen to have a Democratic governor in one of those states, for instance, in Wisconsin, they do not have a supermajority here. They are missing two legislators in the assembly. They have a supermajority in the state Senate. But let's suppose they had a supermajority here. If they had two more assemblymen, doesn't matter what Evers does on veto, they'd override it. Well, in 29 states, they do have supermajorities. That is, they have a two-thirds presence in the assembly and the Senate. Except in Nebraska, that's a unicameral state, which means they only have one body. They don't have an assembly in the Senate. They just have one legislature. But Nebraska, they have a supermajority there, too. But that means that in 29 states, they can pass whatever they want. And frankly, a radical minority is imposing its worldview on the United States. They slash business regulations, child labor laws, abortion rights, gun safety. And when the populace tries to rise up and say, no, we don't like this, we're going to vote on a constitutional amendment or some referendum, they increase the burden on doing it. In Ohio right now, there's a bill in the legislature which is going to pass that's going to require a 60% rather than just a majority vote to amend the Constitution or to pass their referenda. And they're specifically thinking about a referendum on abortion that is pending down there. And I'll give you some other statistics, and really they'll curl your hair. On guns. Now, do you know how many mass killings we've had in this country since January 1st? I mean, we frequently have several a day. And by mass killings, I mean shooting several people or more. 80% of people in this country support background checks for guns, to buy a gun. 81% support a law that says that the minimum age to buy a gun is 21. 18 and 19-year-olds don't have the maturity. They don't have the brain development. Frankly, I'm not sure a 21-year-old does either, to know how to resist their hormones and use a gun safely. And, you know, you come back at me and you go, oh, come on, Matt, when you're 18, you can go in the Marine Corps or the Army. Right. You go in the Marine Corps or the Army, they're going to train you. They're going to train you to respect your weapon. Go in the Navy. They're going to retrain you to respect weapons. And you don't get to walk around with a gun. Everybody goes, oh, well, in the middle. No, you can't bring a gun on base. When Trump and his people tried to pass a law that said you can carry arms on the base, every admiral and general in this country said, you're out of your mind. No way. So 81% support a 21 minimum age. 80% of this people in this country, 80%, so believe this or not, support mental health checks on all gun buyers, you know. And I don't know, it depends on how the question was worded, whether they just mean you check the records to see if somebody has some mental problem or whether they mean you take a test. But 80% support red flag laws. Red flag laws means that if a parent, for instance, has a very disturbed son who is threatening to kill people and has guns, they can simply go down to the police and say that. They'll go into court and a judge will order the guns confiscated until a mental health expert has evaluated the kid, assuming the kid is 21 or, if it's 14, they ain't going to be getting the gun back. 77% of people support a 30-day waiting period to get a gun. That'll cure a lot of suicides. Go in, you want to buy a gun? Great. Come back in 30 days. You cool off a little bit. And 61% support banning assault rifles. 61%. A fellow down in Texas who just shot five of his neighbors. He was drunk. He was in his backyard shooting off an AR-15 at 11 o'clock at night. One of the people, the neighbors around, said, hey, could you stop firing after dark? We have a baby that's sleeping. You know what he did? took his gun, loaded it, walked into the house and killed five of them, just gunned them down, the AR-15. And now he's on the lam. Now he's on the lam. A mantra of this show, and I want to repeat it right now, is we have got to ban or regulate assault rifles, AR-15s, AK-47s, that kind of thing. And people go, oh, come on, Matt. What about my Second Amendment rights? Let me tell you something. You don't have a Second Amendment right to have nuclear weapons or biological weapons. You don't have a Second Amendment right to have a machine gun. All we should do is ask for the regulation of assault rifles like machine guns. You can get a machine gun. You're going to go through the mother of all background checks. You're going to be interviewed by the police. They're going to make sure you're not mentally ill. You're not a criminal. Why do you need it? And if you don't need it for good purpose, you're not going to get it. Same with assault rifle. That's all. That's all. But the point is, look at these statistics. 87%, 81%, 80%, 80%, 77%, 61%. And yet that, what happens? Down in Florida, they just passed a law to have permitless, trainingless carry, so-called constitutional carry. You don't have to be trained. You don't have to have a permit. You can just do whatever you want. Permitless carry is on in Nebraska now and Florida. Tennessee, they expelled two African-American legislators because they protested against the lack of action on a gun law. Let me tell you something. This government took care of this back in 1868 with the 14th Amendment. The 14th Amendment, the former Confederate states, remember, some of them said, we were crazy to take up arms. All we had to do was stay in the government and destroy the country from within. So in 1868, 3 years after Lincoln's assassination, the nation passed the 14th Amendment. Quote, no state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of the citizens of the U.S., nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person the equal protection of law. And it gives Congress the power to enforce the provision. This trumped state law. That's a very, very important principle. These little mini laws, let's get rid of child labor laws. Let's let anybody shoot anybody they want. That could easily, under the 14th Amendment, be cured by federal legislation. But what they didn't understand back then, they did not foresee, was that the day would come when we would have a divided Congress and a crooked Republican majority in the House. A corrupt Republican majority in the House. And gerrymandered corrupt legislatures around the country. They didn't foresee.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget, they're made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
The Wisconsin Rapids Bike Rodeo and Safety Fair will be taking place at the Grand Rapids Lions Club grounds Saturday, May 6th. From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Open to all area children grades K through 6, the event will include free helmet fittings and bike safety inspections, a passport to safety, and a chance to win a free bike. All children must bring their own bicycle for the event and be accompanied by an adult. Lunch will be provided. St. Bronislava Holy Name Society's All-You-Can-Eat Breakfast will be held Sunday, May 7th from 8:30 a.m. to noon at St. Bronislava Catholic Church, located at 3200 Plover Road in Plover.
There are special days in May. Mother's Day is huge, thanks to all the moms. Then Armed Forces Day, we appreciate our servicemen and women. May wraps up with Memorial Day, when we remember and thank those who sacrificed for our country. Thank you from everyone at Crockett Septic. May might be a month where you have a special event and need a porta potty. Or maybe your county septic reminder card came in the mail this month and you need it pumped. Just give Crockett Septic a call and we'll help you out. Call 715-712-345. 5-6.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Rocket Septic, no more nasty wind. Woo! Rocket Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw!
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for scattered showers tonight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows around 36, winds out of the northwest, 20 to 25 miles an hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, highs level off around 45, lows level off around 32. Tomorrow night, mainly clear. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Wednesday, with highs around 56, 62 Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
I'm fixing a hole. Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm going right to the lines. Bill Levakonwalk, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Bill?
Hey, great topic, Matt. Say, on the assault rifles, boy, I love to debate one of those guys. Dan O'Donnell will not let me on the air. They'll take my call, but they'll just delay, run the clock out. Here's what I want to ask these pro-gun idiots for these assault rifles. Why do you give the rifle more rights than the child? It destroys, it's killing children, yet they don't care about children, but boy, do they care about the assault rifle, and here's why. It's easy to connect the dots. It's the NRA. It's gun people. Kids don't vote. Well, let them die. That's their attitude. Let them die. We care about our voters, and they carry assault rifles, and you aren't going to have to give up anything for that assault rifle. In the state of Wisconsin, it's 2 weeks. You got to take a class called Hunter Safety to learn to kill a deer. In Wisconsin, to learn
to thanks, Bill.
You pass them out like you pass out potato chips. This guy, people have to be called out. The good news is our latest generation, they're very awake. They see that, and I'm one of the problems. We screwed it up for them. I'm really sad that we screwed it up for them, but they're going to take a chainsaw to politics. Thanks, Matt, and have a good day.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. And I'm right with you on that one. Let me tell you something else. In states that have permitless carry, like Nebraska and Florida and some of the others, you don't have. They don't respect the weapon. They don't know what to do. An 18-year-old kid on a lark, day he turns 18, have a couple of beers, and he can, if it's an 18 state, if it's not, he'll have a couple of beers anyway. And then he goes down to a gun shop, he can buy an AR-15. He doesn't know how to use it, doesn't know how to shoot it, doesn't understand his power, waving around, he's a big man. It's very, very dangerous. And then you have kids, some are suicidal, some got jilted at the prom, some get angry, there's road rage, there's a lot of stuff. Some of them, look at Uvalde, look at Stony Brook, look at Buffalo. They just go into a store or a school and kill a lot of people. The solution is very simple. An AR-15 is more lethal than a machine gun was in the 1930s. Machine gun in the 1930s, if you watch the FBI story, one of these old movies with Jimmy Stewart, you know, the GIs kick open a door, the G-men kick open a door, and you know, these are old-fashioned weapons, and even they were outlawed back then. When I say outlawed, they're heavily regulated. All we have to do is say AR-15s, assault rifles, AK-47s, all this, same thing. They don't carry them behind the counter in a gun shop anymore when that happens. They go, oh, you want one? Well, here, fill out this form, and then you'll be interviewed, and why do you need it? Why do you need a machine gun? Why do you need an AR-15? I mean, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. And yet, we just showed you the statistics of people, 61% of the in the country wants them outlawed, and up in the 80s on background checks and red flag and all that. And it's not happening because in 29 states, they have supermajorities in the Republican Party. They're afraid of being primaried by their donors. It's gerrymandering. That's what's going on. Got to be very aware of this, relentless about this. Going back to the lines, Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind, Mark.
Again, finally. But, yeah, it's just I don't understand all these guys in the small manhood parts club that insist on having the big, you know, that insist on packing everywhere. I mean, I'm a hunter. You know, that I have firearms here at home. You know, that I got a, you know, the semi-automatics I do have are like my shotguns are limited to 3 shots because of the plug in the chamber and the hunting regulations are in place for those. My little Ruger 10/22 that's just got 10 rounds in the magazine. Like Bill Ruger said back in the 1980s, that no honest man needs more 10 rounds in his magazine. It's just ridiculous that we're coming to that. But we have a Supreme Court now. If the National Supreme Court, apparently there's members on that court, they don't think all the amendments to the Constitution are actually valid. They think the 13th, 14th, and 15th, and probably the 16th Amendment aren't valid because the traitorous Southerners weren't, you know, the Southern states were kind of still under different rules when we ratified those amendments. I'm tired of these guys that have inability to actually read plain text of the Constitution. Now, as you pointed out, there's no direct enumeration in our Constitution that gives the Supreme Court the power to over, you know, to decide the constitutionality of laws. Now, Hamilton pointed that out in the Federalist Papers. There's no direct enumeration, yet they insist on enumeration for everything else. Well, Congress can't do that because it's not enumerated. Well, that's just BS, because Madison actually addressed that. I think it was 44, saying we don't know everything Congress may need to do to promote the general powers and promote the general welfare. But I mean, that's whole part of the whole general welfare clause that Congress does a lot of what it does. And it's just ridiculous. We cannot regulate these weapons that they had no concept of at the time of the founding, what firearms could actually be capable of. I mean, the fastest loading firearm back in during the revolutionary times was probably the Ferguson rifle. You had to unscrew the breech plug with a single turn, you could insert it there, but it was still basically a muzzle-loading rifle with a little shortcut added to it.
So I'm with you 100% on this, Mark. You're making an excellent point, and I'm gonna say one other thing. This is all because of gerrymandering. No legislature in its right mind, say in Florida, Nebraska, if it weren't gerrymandered, would do something like say, all right, we're going to have permitless, trainingless carry for young people, and when you have 80% of the state doesn't want this. In Wisconsin, our Republican caucus is gerrymandered. With Janet Protasiewicz on the Supreme Court, there is and will be a legal action to overturn those lines. When we have fair maps, that's all we need, fair maps, and you have fair legislatures in there, you're going to see a big change in all of this, a big change in all of it. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
WAUK. News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Today, at Midstate in Wisconsin Rapids, they are hosting a community engagement event from 5 to 6:30 this evening in their auditorium. They're inviting the community to learn about impact and increase involvement in the coalition. You'll learn about impact, fentanyl test strips, Narcan, Wood County Youth Initiatives, and hear a story of recovery. Food and drinks will be available at the event. Stuff the Desk registration begins today, May 1st. If you're a family in need, you can register your student to receive free school supplies this fall. Registration is open at uwswac.org today through August 3rd.
You can also call 211 to register. Supplies will be distributed in August. Wisconsin Rapid City Hall is starting their new hours this week. They're running a trial period of being closed on Fridays starting May 5th through October 27th. They will be open Monday through Thursday from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages,
start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit AARP.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 33. Winds out of the northwest, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Highs around 49. Tomorrow, cloudy. Mainly clear skies. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 31. A mix of clouds and sun Wednesday with daytime highs approaching 60. 66 Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 45.
That is just nuts. I studied this stuff when I was in college, and it was happened years ago. You know, I used to get upset when I hear the Democrats say, "Oh, we're going to go backwards." I thought, "What in the devil do you mean by going backwards? You know, we're going to go backwards." Well, we're going backwards. We're going like leaps and bounds, thousands of years. I mean, hundreds of years. I mean, they put child abuse laws in action because children were kept out of schools. They didn't have a chance, and you know where. The parents were poor. They had to work. They never had a chance to lift themselves up. These people are so sick, I'll tell you. And in addition to that, the BS about guns. Oh, our rights are going to take away. It's just bull crap. And the kids are the ones, and a lot of families, when I saw that shooting, Matt, you know, of the guy that got all ticked off because people next door asked, you know, to be a little quiet because they're putting their baby down, and it go in it and kill them all, and then that guy was shooting where there were families anyway. What in the devil is wrong with this picture? And those people making those laws don't think their kids are going to the public schools, don't think that their kids, they don't live in gated communities. These people are just nuts, and we need to stand up to them. And this is nuts. And parents, I love you, Republicans. Parents, I've been working for years with Republicans and Democrats, and I've been an independent. This is hurting your kids, too. These people don't care about children. They don't care about families, and they don't care about our country. And they are taking us down, and they don't care who they take with them. And I'm sorry, Matt, I just had a blow on this one because we were there years ago. That's why we have child protection laws. Thank you, Matt. I'm sorry.
No. I love your passion. Let me tell you something. It's a very serious thing what's happening. Something like 10 states are doing this, and I read off six of them, and then Arkansas, they passed it to get rid of regulations for kids under 16. Well, look, a 14-year-old kid, you know, you say, oh, you have a job doing this, and they're very proud. But you're right. What about school? What about injury? What about injury? Some of these kids are working in packing houses, meat plants, and they're working in foundries. Now, they say it's parental rights. That's a lot of baloney. That's a lot of baloney. If you had no laws at all, they'd have eight-year-olds working because some parents don't care, or else they're very poor. And this is, we went through this in the 1930s. I don't know why we have to go through it again, but we are going through it again. And when you talk about guns, how many mass shootings do we need per day? Literally per day, 1.5 per day for the first 90 days of this year. How many mass shootings do we need? You know, kids, Uvalde, in Stony Brook, Buffalo, somebody's going there to buy some groceries and some guy's there and mows them down. How much brains does it take to say that assault rifles should be regulated like machine guns? That's all. That's all. None of these people would have had them. None of them would have had them. They can have plenty of other guns. They can have pistols and shotguns and rifles. But the psychology of mass murder is they're not going to go in there with a pistol or a rifle because they'll pump off a few rounds and get killed. They like the idea of squeezing this trigger and seeing a lot of people go down. You're absolutely right. And keep everybody's feet to the fire. Janet Protasiewicz just got elected. She gets sworn in beginning of August. She said, bring it on. Let's get fair maps. That should take care of it in Wisconsin. It's not going to take care of it in Texas. And the other thing I'll say before I go back to the lines, look, if there was a guy in Wisconsin in the yard next to me shooting off an AR-15 at 11 o'clock at night, he wouldn't be doing it very long. The police would come and it would be disorderly conduct. In Texas, they're so paranoid about this kind of stuff that, we'll go out at 2 o'clock in the morning to residential neighborhood and pump shots out of an AR-15. What the hell? What do you mean, what the hell? This is very sick. There are parts of this country that are very sick, and that is because the Republican Party has supermajorities in those areas. Go back to the lines. Tom and McFarland, my friend. Thanks for calling, Tom. What's in your mind?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. And again, kind of bring up firearms again. History lesson. Paul Revere. We all know that Paul Revere in his ride and how he was warning the colonists about the British who are coming. But what I think the modern NRA wants us to forget is the reason why Paul Revere was warning the militia was because the British were coming for the militia's stores. They didn't have their weapons in their home. They didn't keep powder or muzzle balls within their homes. They kept them within a central location because it was illegal to own a weapon inside your home. Powder was a very dangerous thing. We didn't want that within a homestead because of, you know, having an explosion would be a bad thing. We're also wanting to forget, as far as the NRA wants us to forget, that during the time of the Founding Fathers, it was required for training. Anybody who had a firearm as part of the militia, you had to report for training as part of owning that weapon.
Yeah, excellent history. Thank you very much, Tom. Excellent call. Thank you, my friend. I'm going to get to everybody else in order. Don't hang up. Cassandra Middleton, you're next. How are you doing, Cassandra? What's on your mind today?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Yes, I would just like to talk about the shooting in Texas and the individual who shot the family. He was Hispanic. He has a Hispanic surname, Oropesa. I'm probably butchering the name. But the point that I wanted to make, and I'm a little disappointed in the news media coverage of this incident, because I work with many immigrant groups, and for the most part, I can't say all, but typically most immigrants, they are very law-abiding citizens because they know that any minor infraction and they will be sent back to their home country. So they really try to keep their nose clean and they stay out of trouble. And so I think this invites us to probably explore a larger issue here, and that is over guns and the accessibility of guns. Because this individual, Mr. Oropesa, he, for some reason, shooting a gun at night, not being concerned about his neighbors, it became normalized behavior for him. And right. He was taught that by the gun culture in Texas.
Right.
And so
right.
Those Texas politicians bear some responsibility for this mess that happened. And, yes, that's all I have about this.
Yeah.
But
that's
the coverage has not been very detailed as I would like.
Right. Well, not only that, it was very offensive. Abbott, the governor, said that the people who were shot were illegal aliens. And that's just wrong. That was disgusting. One of them was an 8-year-old boy. He should have kept his mouth shut. I'm getting real tired of Abbott. It is true that the murderer who's on the loose had come into the country illegally 4 times and been deported each time. At some point, with people do that and break the law that way, there's got to be something done, put him in jail. We don't necessarily want to feed them and keep them here, but maybe a arrangement in their host country where we pay for the jail there. But this guy is simply bad news. But I agree with you that the vast majority of immigrants are law-abiding, they're hardworking, and they want to advance, and they should not be stigmatized like this. And I also agree with you that the Texas gun culture, everybody thinks he's macho and swaggering around with a cowboy hat on, and there's kind of a feeling down there that who the hell goes out at 11 o'clock at night and fire? This isn't just a pistol. This is an AR-15. Fire it in the air, drunk as a skunk. Who does that in Texas? That's what they do. Josh in Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Josh?
Hi. Do you happen to know what AR stands for?
I assume automatic rifle, but maybe you can educate me.
It stands for armor lights. And it's an it's a normal rifle like any other rifle. All rifles can shoot semi-automatic. So when you say you could use a pistol or a shotgun or a rifle, well, an AR-15 is a rifle. It shoots many different caliber rounds, just like a normal rifle does. No rifle is automatic. It's semi-automatic. As fast as your finger can pull, any gun can do that. Other than a bolt action, or revolver can. But you guys got to be informed and educated before you start saying AR-15, that's an assault rifle, and it's not. It just looks scary to people. It's no different than any other rifle.
Okay, Josh, let me take issue with one thing that you said, and that is this, that when we're talking about assault weapons, assault rifles, this I have heard before from people and I fired weapons myself, and I enjoy firing weapons, that, well, wait a minute, Matt, you know, a lot of rifles we use to hunt with are semi-automatics, and that's technically true, but they don't pump off 30 rounds, 60 rounds, 90 rounds in a minute. You see what I'm saying? In other words, one other aspect of this is limiting magazine size. You want to have a magazine that's going to have more than, say, 10 rounds. Why do you need it? Why the hell do you need it? It's very much like a machine gun, very much like a machine gun. So what's happened in Buffalo, what happened in Uvalde, what's happened in all these places is that the guy goes in, and this is just basically semantics, whether you want to call it semi-automatic or automatic. I said semi-automatic. It's not automatic. I understand that. It should be regulated like automatic when they have these large magazines and they can go in there and pump, and in a minute they kill 60 people. That's not hunting. So there's a lot of semantic give and take on this thing. I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in results. And the truth of the matter is that, no, a pistol, you go in there with, you're not going to kill 60 people in 60 seconds. You're just not going to do it. First of all, you're not going to have the magazine to do it. So you are accurate that part of the issue is magazine size. And thank you for the call. Appreciate it very much. And call again. I enjoy your perspective. And frankly, I enjoy the perspective of people who hunt, who like to shoot. I like to shoot. Bill of Oconomowoc is a hunter, has a number of weapons. But, you know, he's a responsible guy. And you cannot continue to let people, permitless, trainingless, have exposure to AR-15s, AK-47s, semi-automatic. I call them assault rifles because with the right magazine, they can kill lots of people. The guy that did it in the movie theater out in Nebraska, remember that guy? Remember that guy, the Batman movie? He goes in, suddenly he sprays the crowd. We don't want that. And I don't care if you're going to semantically say, well, that technically wasn't a machine gun. It was more lethal than a 1930s era machine gun, which right now is heavily regulated. So I get it. I get it entirely that there's any rifle you can say is semi-automatic. But if it only has a couple of rounds, that doesn't bother me. If it has a large magazine and it can be used for mass murder, that bothers me a great deal. And I know it bothers you. So thanks very much for clarifying whatever you wanted to clarify. The issue here, and you can see it based on all these calls, is the right under the guise of parental rights is doing things that their donors want, not parents want. The average parent does not want a 14-year-old kid working in a meatpacking plant, dangerous as hell, or a foundry. They can lose a finger. They can lose their life. You don't want it. They're kids. They're eager. Let them go to school. Let them have a newspaper route. That's the way I did it, and that's the way everybody used to do it. And I don't want to refight the 1930s, and I don't want people with large magazines with the AR-15s and AK-47s murdering a lot of people one and a half times a day. Tired of it. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. Lines are live. Don't hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I'm William Shatner. I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Talk from Butler to Windlake, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Matt from the Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right back to the lines. A great day for the lines. Mary of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Mary. What's in your mind?
I'm just in reference to the child labor laws that especially governors in red states are changing. And it doesn't appear as if Americans are really paying attention. But this is really just the first step in getting rid of fair labor standards and changing minimum wage, overtime, 40-hour work week, weekends. I mean, as we continue to let, corporate plutocrats control what's going on and we're losing our civil rights, it just makes sense that the next step here is our labor rights.
Right. That's an excellent point. And let me salute and acknowledge today is basically Labor Union Day. My great grandfather was the president of the Pressman's Union, one of the New York newspapers when he first came over from Ireland a long time ago. And the whole idea of unions is ingrained in the Democratic Party. The reason why we're Democrats, and frankly, one of the reasons for the wealth of the middle class of the Democratic Party. What's happening with this rollback of labor laws, Mary just pointed out, these are just some labor laws, but this fight went on in the 1930s. The owners of corporations back then, and this is before modern labor reform, they'd hire Pinkertons to shoot striking workers. If you go down to Puddler's Hall in the Bayview section of Milwaukee, there was a massacre down there. They just shot striking workers. Well, child labor laws were part of it. But the other part of it, as Mary said, was minimum wage. It was the 40-hour work week. And then ultimately they passed the Fair Labor Standards Act where they required you, if you said, I need you to work overtime, you had to pay time and a half. And you got to work on a holiday, you're going to get double time. But there's a lot of wage theft that goes on. They designate people as managers and all this kind of stuff, even though they're not. But here's the problem, the thing that really concerns me, and is kind of the camel getting its nose under the tent. When you get rid of child labor laws in the states, and you have a Congress, a Republican Congress, they control the Congress and the House, and Moscow Mitch, through the filibuster, basically controls anything in the Senate. When you have that, you know what happens? A 14-year-old kid is eager as hell. You know, when I was 14, I had a newspaper out, or 13. But I also, if somebody had said to me, hey, I'll give you a job for, $5 an hour, or whatever the comparable thing was back then, and you're going to go there and you're going to work on this press, or you're going to work in a foundry, or you're going to work in a meatpacking plant, my folks wouldn't let me, but, if they were really poor and they were just recently arrived, maybe they would have. You're going to find injured kids. I mean, you're going to find kids missing fingers, missing limbs, and killed because kids are impetuous. They're not easily trained. They're very enthusiastic. But they also are supposed to be in school. And when I say in school, and I mean on weekends, they're supposed to be playing baseball. They're not supposed to be working all day. And in the evening, they're supposed to be doing their homework, okay? So there's plenty of time to work when you turn 18 and the farther on in high school you go and so forth. Right now, there's a bill in the Wisconsin legislature to let 14-year-olds serve liquor. That's flat out ridiculous. Flat out ridiculous. And a lot of these kids that are working are immigrant kids, not all of them, and they are working a meat packing in places like that. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Wisco Paul?
Thanks for taking my call, Matt. Good afternoon. Great show today. My parents were both Roosevelt Democrats, and there was a reason for that. He was pro-union, started Social Security. Today, the Republicans would like to go back before Roosevelt, back to Herbert Hoover, and they don't care about Social Security. I've said this before. They don't care about Medicare, Medicaid. Heck, they don't even care about workmen's compensation or unemployment. And if that's the way you want, if that's what you want, keep voting for the GOP because they want to take you back, way back, back before I was born. So thanks for listening to me today, Matt, and keep up the good work. And
yeah, thank you, Paul.
Thanks.
Thank you, Paul. Yeah, I want to pick up on that and what Mary has said just before you. And it isn't just child labor laws, although they disturb me more than anything. But when it comes to chipping away at the Fair Labor Standards Act, already, as I say, there's wage theft. They designate people as managers, even though they're not managers. So they don't have to pay them overtime and this kind of thing. But OSHA, you know, OSHA, the Occupational Safety Health Act, to make sure that workers are protected. That gets chipped away at. That results in worker deaths. That results in worker injuries. And there's no sense of compassion in the Republican Party anymore. There really is not. And there was in the 19th century after Lincoln. They were the Civil Rights Party. They were the Civil Rights Party up until Roosevelt. Believe it or not, you were more likely, if you were an African-American, get a fair shake out of the Republican Party than the Democratic Party if you worked for the government. You had Teddy Roosevelt, people like that. They integrated the federal workforce. And sadly, it was a Democrat who then unintegrated it until Roosevelt came along, blew the whole thing up and did the right thing for everybody. Great guy. Why are we having these debates right now? Right now in 2023 with the same arguments that they used against Roosevelt in the 1930s. Why are we doing that? They said it was parental rights back then. They said, you know, there were kids who were 9 years old working. They said, well, if the kid, you know, he can run around, deliver stuff, and maybe he can get on this machine. Roosevelt said, no way. We're not doing that. The kids are going to be in school, and we're going to have child labor laws. We're going to have a minimum wage. We're going to have all of this stuff. And they say, well, no, let the free market do the minimum wage. They're saying that again now. They're saying that again now. You know, let's take worker comp. Wisco Paul talked about it. That school teacher who was shot by the 6-year-old down in Virginia, they had all warned the principal, we got to frisk the kid. The kid is walking around saying he has a gun. And he showed the gun. And the principal said, no, you can't frisk the kid. So the teacher goes in and teaches. The kid shoots her. She's suing the school district for $40 million. You know what the school district says? No, it's worker comp. Worker comp. She'll get $850 a week for 10 weeks. I mean, this is the response from the modern Republican Party. It's a very, very conservative state, Virginia, as you know. I'm tired of it, and I want this on everybody's radar. And in Wisconsin, now that we have a Supreme Court that will do the right thing with fair maps, we'll be able to undo some of it here. But there are 50 states, and as one of the callers pointed out, there's a gun culture and a macho culture and a weird culture, some of these states that really impairs good legislation. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn, direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
Baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground. And I won't.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope, to give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.